for Tuesday. Now we're going to go back to the hits of the 70s.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you.
Here's Bob from Ohio. Yeah, Bob?
What? Williams? No, Williams sucks. I think they need to put in Johnson, take Williams out, kick him to the curb, trade him to Baltimore, give him to San Francisco. Hell, I don't care. Williams sucks.
Es Daniel Baño, el baño en la casa de muerte. El sabido gigante, muy caliente.
As you see here in Leviticus 6:7-5, that the Pope John walked in the valley of the shadow of death and realized he had nothing left.
Ladies and gentlemen, the liberal agenda lends itself to Satanism.
So I was looking in the sky and I saw lights blinking, and I could have swore it was moving in an unnatural formation. And I called my friend Bill to come out and look at it, and he agreed that it didn't look like any kind of flying aircraft that you would normally see on a clear night. It looked more like an unidentified flying object. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and it looks like a steady storm is headed our way this season, ladies and gentlemen. We've got another 8 inches of snow coming to sit on top of the 16 inches we already got here in Beer City. It's going to be a cold one, folks. Better wrap yourselves up and put yourselves by a big warm fire and drink your hot cocoa.
Yeah, I'm looking over at the 305, the 405, and the 505, and it looks like traffic's backed up all the way to the 705, the 805, the 905, and the 1005, but it looks all clear across the river, not quite to the river, but maybe up to the river.
Your news for the top of the hour. 40 people killed in a Walmart shopping incident. Terrorists strike against Disney World. Mexican cartels giving back to the community. And what you're eating now might kill you. More later.
13th caller gets the leftover crust from yesterday's peanut butter and jelly sandwich. All yours today, free, on the station that brings the hits.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of Beer City Spaceship. It's our favorite time of year, the time of Christmas, or Festivus, or Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah, or Chanukah, or Monica, depending on your religious affiliations.
Yeah, and we don't have any prejudices. We're here to celebrate whatever you celebrate right now. And if that's the celebration of a lover's passing in the night, we're sorry, but we're here for you.
Well, let me introduce us. My name's Marty. Oh, yeah. With me, as always, is Ryan.
Ho, ho.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
And Larry.
Bah humbug.
What?
What?
Oh, somebody's got a case of the bah humbugs over here.
Nuts.
Larry.
Yes?
Why? What's the matter? You're not feeling the Christmas cheer?
No, not particularly. Not exactly my favorite holiday.
Well, why? Why is that? I mean, is there? You know, it's the best time of year. Everybody's so nice and full of love and warmth, and
oh, it makes me sick.
People do random acts of kindness to each other. People donate to toy charities. And
I saw you two earlier kissing under the mistle, bro.
Well, that's what you do. We're festive. We're in the holiday spirit.
Right, and we're also in check with ourselves, and it is bro law that if you're under the mistle, bro, you got a bro kiss.
As Larry would say, it is protocol.
Exactly.
Yes.
So how can we shake this? Because I got a pint of eggnog and a whole lot of Christmas cookies, And
it's my favorite time of the year, and I love you guys. I just want to see a smile on your big face.
Ryan, I told you, man, you can't do the podcast while you're pooping anymore. It just,
I'm trying.
It gives your voice a strange cadence.
I'm trying to knock out two things at once.
Look, as the
well, you're going to knock out three things at once if you keep that up.
As his tagline says, he's the number one of number two.
That's quite true. So anyway, I mean, what is it about Christmas that you don't like? I mean,
oh, gee, thanks for the present, Marty. That doesn't fit. Now I have to stand in line for 12 hours. Or wait 6 weeks before I can return this.
But what about the joy of Amazon.com? Free return shipping.
But then I gotta wait. Just give me money. I'll pick out what I want. Then
I'll try to do that next time then. But I feel like maybe you don't understand the true meaning of Christmas.
I do.
Ryan, I know, understands it. We have
lengthy
discussions.
Television.
We do. We talk about this pretty much. Actually, you know, we talk about this pretty much every day that we see each other.
Well, I guess we have to give Larry the talk.
Probably.
I mean, I studied theology at the University of Phoenix, so I know a thing or two about the roots of Christmas and what it means. And see, 300 years ago, when George Washington opened the first Walmart, all he wanted to do was have a place where the freshly born baby Jesus could be happy.
So, Jesus was born here in America?
Of course. Well, duh.
In a Walmart parking lot?
Not in the parking lot. He was born in the baby section. That's why there's baby sections. Jesus Christ was the first baby that ever existed. Don't you know anything about the Bible?
Whenever I read the Bible, I cry.
Whenever you read a comic book, you cry.
I know. Well, the endings are always cliffhangers.
I saw him crying over the contents of Fruity Pebbles the other day.
It's so pretty on the back. It said if I cut out the back, I could have my own Fred mask.
As soon as he hit that corn syrup part, he lost it.
But we're getting beside the point.
Yeah, we're way diverging. And I don't want to be divergent.
I mean, it all started the day after Thanksgiving, 300 years ago.
Right.
When George Washington opened up his first Walmart. See, and I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but Walmart, Washington, W-A-W-A.
I can't argue that.
Yeah, of course. Well, you can't because
it's fact, yes.
It's been proven over and over again.
Right, right.
And then, you know, what happened is, that's when the slaves came over, too, from the slave trade. And that's why they called it Black Friday. They needed all those slaves to take care of the baby Jesus. I'm trying to tell you the story of Christmas.
I'm
so
listening.
So maybe you'll appreciate what, you know, what the roots of this beautiful holiday are.
Slavery. I hear you.
That's a minor part in the bigger picture.
Okay. So
who else is going to change Jesus' diapers?
So we're okay.
He didn't have a dad.
Virgin Mary
was on welfare.
Well, yeah. Aren't they all?
Well, yeah.
But here's my question.
All the virgins, you mean?
Okay, I've got a lot of questions here because I think my hatred is based in just complete
ignorance.
Ignorance. Yes, I'll
sure.
admit.
I hate everything I don't understand, too.
It's the American way.
It's a natural response.
Okay, so what's with the tree?
Well,
that's to keep all the demons out.
Correct. Yeah. You know,
demons are afraid of trees.
Well, here's the thing.
I.e. minorities.
No. When they had the first Black Friday, when they opened the doors, everybody came and swarmed because they wanted the Tickle Me Elmo teeth. That was the big toy that everybody wanted to buy for the baby Jesus.
Okay.
Now, everybody went through the doors and they just spread around and they started trampling on everybody.
And the first man was a pilgrim. His name was John Smith. And he said, if I see a tree in this Walmart,
I'm going to marry 14 women and move to Utah.
Exactly.
And that's what he did. So there were enough people to provide security at the time. So what they did was they lined the traffic ways with pointy trees. So if they got out of hand, if people walked off the pathways, they'd run into these pointy pine trees and they'd get cuts all up and down their arms.
Right. Don't forget to stay on the path. I get it.
Right. It's like, you know, later on they would invent those queue lines that you see at, like, you know, banks and amusement parks.
Technology, I mean.
Right, yeah. But they didn't have that back then, so they had to use trees with needles on.
Interesting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, I'm always hearing that one of the top gifts to get the baby Jesus is frankincense. I don't know who Frank, Mr. Incense, is.
Well,
and myrrh. The fuck is myrrh?
See,
that's an abbreviation of Merca. Give him the pride, right? America.
Yeah, that's the thing. No, he just wants Merkin stuff.
But who is Mr. Incense?
Well, the frankincense was kind of bastardized throughout time. You know, you ever play a game of telephone where you whisper something into somebody's ear, and then they whisper something into another person's ear, and then and so on and so forth. Well, really, all Virgin Mary wanted to eat was hot dogs. And, you know, that made her fart a lot. So she needed something to clear the air.
That embarrassed
it smell
her
better
in front of her baby.
So she wanted Franks and incense.
Got it. Okay. Now that makes sense.
She said, bring me some Franks and some incense. Because she knew, once I eat all these hot dogs, oh boy.
Well, in the book of George Washington Walmart, it specifically says these things and explains what Christmas really is.
But nobody reads the Bible anymore, Ryan. That's the sad thing in our culture is that everybody pretends that they read the Bible, but nobody really does.
No, you can see it on YouTube now.
Yeah, they keep pulling it down for copyright infringement because, as we all know, Sony owns the rights to the Bible.
Or you can see the Torah on YouTube.
Or you can watch the movie Torah, Torah, Torah.
Mm.
The World War II classic film.
Yes.
Which I recommend. So,
I mean, just think that, you know, we can get more in depth with the stories and why this season means so much to me and Marty.
I'm still on the fence.
Why don't we get behind what it is about this season that really irks you? Because you're saying it's the people. But what if, is there a story that we're not catching? Some sort of, I don't know.
I can tell you I don't like the weather around this time of year.
You don't like the white marshmallows falling from the sky, collecting?
It looks like Lindsay Lohan just sneezed in my front yard.
You would be blessed if that happened.
Be very rich, too.
Right. Well, we can't all be rich, but we can be happy and covered in marshmallows.
I feel like Larry's not convinced yet. So, Ryan, why don't you tell us the story about the origin of the reindeers and their names?
Well,
I love venison.
You know Danner, Stanner, Fanner, and Banner.
Right.
Stocking, Flip Flam, Jeffrey, and Stanley.
But how did each one of those get their names individually? Come on, Ryan, let's hear it.
Well, I will start with Stanner. Stanner had a problem because he was not the only reindeer in Reindeer Academy with a name of Stan. So in order to change his name, he just changed it to Stanner. And he also, you know, liked names that end with ER.
And then what happened to the other Stan? It's kind of a tragic story.
Yeah, the other Stan got caught doing blow after reindeer lessons. And, you know, unfortunately, reindeers can't be high on the job.
Now, I know the most
test, basically.
Basically, you can't fly if you fly high.
I am very familiar with the most famous reindeer of all.
Yes.
Adolf the Third Reich reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was kind of funny because the
hilarious,
classical classical Hitler
funny
took
mustache.
His name took his name from that fateful reindeer. But it's a tricky story because the thing is there's these, you know, reindeer and this guy named George Washington or God, I'm getting my stories mixed up here, Marty.
Somebody hasn't been reading the Bible and going to church lately.
Yeah, I've been missing out on Sunday school, fellas.
I think we could use a refresher.
I think we could.
What do you want? No.
Now, I understand.
I'm still waiting to hear about the other 10 reindeer, by the way.
Well, Banner was banned because he got caught doing lewd things. And fortunately, like the Scarlet Letter, reindeer must change their name in accordance to their sins. And George Washington only allows them to carry the name of their faults. So I think I said Stanner Banner Fanner. Fanner, he likes to fan his farts. And actually,
horrible sin.
Horrible. Sin. Mm. And Stanley.
No, we already went through Stanner.
Both of them, Stan. Both of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard.
What about Danner?
I'm going to start crying, guys.
Danner.
So somebody take over from here. I just read a comic.
Okay, so Santa's helpers.
Doesn't that clear everything up with the reindeer?
Everything, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's all clear now.
Sure.
Santa's help.
Yeah.
Why elks?
No, it's not elks. It's elves.
Little people.
Yeah, little guys. Because, well, you know how, like, McDonald's likes to hire, we'll say, developmentally disabled people?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same. It's PR, publicity.
Hmm. So you...
It makes them look good.
When
he's employing, you know, the previously thought unemployable.
Hmm. Explains all those handicapped parking spots there.
Yep. Hmm.
They're all little people.
Not elves.
I think that's the politically correct term. What's the politically correct
elves. Just call elves, them fucking elves, man. Yeah.
You see a midget, you just call it an elf.
Yep. Absolutely.
Unless they're wrestling. Then for some reason it's okay.
That's
to
what
call
you teach your kid. You know, you say it's not polite to stare because that's one of Santa's elves. And if, you know, if you stare at them, you'll get a bunch of coal for Christmas.
Exactly. Well, I.
You're planting those seeds for their healthy adulthood.
I'm
sure they'll turn out fine.
I feel like if all 8 of my kids were here right now, they...
We lost 2 since the last show.
Yeah, it's a Christmas tragedy, but...
I like how you maintain an average. It always averages out to about 8.
Yeah. We try to keep it between 8 and 10.
So if his wife gets pregnant, they have to take one in the backyard and, you know, say goodbye. But that's one less Christmas present to buy.
So yeah.
It's a budgetary purpose.
Let's skip the genesis of Christmas. Let's pass by the reindeer.
Now, Genesis did some Christmas
music. We'll go
music.
Right to the Sega CD of Christmas.
Yes. The Sega CD of Christmas is really the story of Frosty, the snow boy.
Now, is that a relative of Jack Frost?
No, Frosty the snow boy was actually the...
Well,
he was actually my dealer in high school.
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh
man.
Sorry. Yes. I thought he was a boy.
No. It all happened in a freak accident at Wendy's when they were pouring a Frosty and they spilled it on the ground. And the help at Wendy's just kind of kicked it under the floor. And there it stayed underneath because they kicked it in a perfect position underneath the freezer that it was preserved for 20 years.
Wow.
In this 20 years, this pile of
Frosty
faux ice cream stayed, and the bacteria melded in a specific way that gave it life.
Hmm.
So after the nuclear war,
I think they called it the war.
The Wendy's was leveled, and Frosty arose.
Hmm.
But with the mix of him being preserved for so long and the bacteria combining in the way, and then the nuclear war, the nuclear stuff from the war, like isotopes and uranium, was enough to give Frosty life.
And Frosty the Snowman, if you didn't know, is actually from the Ukraine. He's got 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers for eyes.
And he carries an Uzi.
It's a little upsetting at first for the children.
I could see, yeah.
Well, this is why
but he uses
you know,
it to write in
they
the
tone
snow.
It down. Like, you know,
right.
They change the story a little bit. Instead of an Uzi, he has a corncob pipe. You know, they have to
it's a French fry.
They have to put little, you know, kids padding on the real story.
The pussification of America continues.
But the real story, well, it was actually the Ukraine. But the real story is that, yes, this horrible nuclear mutant arose from the ashes of a leveled Wendy's and pretty much killed an entire town.
Wow.
Yeah.
He ain't to be fucked with.
Apparently not. He's still running free somewhere, too. So
somehow, we knowing the darker story of stories of Christmas,
that's again,
find the light.
This is, you know, you need to teach your kids this stuff. This is why the Bible tells parables, is that you say, oh, little Timmy, you're not going to eat your Frosty? Well, you better. Otherwise, it might turn into a nuclear mutant that kills everybody.
You better watch out.
So you better put that thing in your belly.
Better not pout.
I'll tell you why.
Frosty the snowman is coming to town.
Frosty the nuclear snowman from the Ukraine is coming to put a junior bacon cheeseburger in your butt.
You guys, I love talking Christmas lore with you guys so much. It's great.
Yeah, we haven't brought up the last thing.
The Grinch.
We could go on forever.
We could go on forever, but this is something that's going to blow your mind.
Which is?
Baby Jesus grew up to be Santa Claus.
Speak on that.
Huh.
Let's hear more about that.
Santa Claus is the jolly man, the happy man, the man of gifts, the man of laughs. He likes Christmas cookies and milk.
Isn't his best friend Saint Nick?
Santa Claus' best friend. Saint Nick is his nickname in high school.
Okay, so then is his father Kris Kringle?
Santa Claus' best friend is actually Larry the Cable Guy.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah.
True, but that's a whole other bag of worms.
Well, if you think about it, there's no other explanation for his fame.
Makes sense that he would I'm assuming he's the supervisor of the elves. Get her done.
Yeah, all right. Pretty much.
I'll break it down as quickly as Ryan Herrick can.
Oh, boy.
He's explaining things. Jesus was born. George Washington said, I'm president. I don't want a kid. And kicked him outside.
Mm-hmm. That's why that... You know, the whole Immaculate Conception was just an elaborate ruse for George Washington to get out of actually being a parent.
And George Washington, who had wooden teeth, was like, I might have knocked up Virgin Mary, but I can't recall for sure if I did. So, whatever. I'm just going to go off with
about
my
a
wooden teeth.
Cigar and a blue dress.
Yeah, it's a weird, weird story. But here's the deal.
Don't puke.
It's hard to hold back burps. So, George Washington said, damn it, baby Jesus, this Walmart, there's not enough room between the pine trees and the rifles I'm selling here. Get out! And baby Jesus said, wee, 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 I can walk on water.
And it was just a little baby. Then,
well, the next
Which actually,
thing
it's
you know,
funny because...
Abraham Lincoln...
It's funny because Jesus really just walked across the icy parking lot.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm walking on water.
He was technically right,
That's
though.
That's true.
Which is the best kind of right you can be.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And he said this, all the meanwhile, he's looking back and going, do you love me now, Daddy? I can walk on water. And
well,
George
but
Washington
Jesus
was
also that kid in elementary school that was like, I can walk on water. And the kids are like, that's impossible, Jesus. And he is like, now watch me. And they're like, that's ice. And baby Jesus is like, technically it's still water.
I can relate to that guy.
Yeah.
The problem is this kids were just silly. They've been in Walmart way too long. They didn't realize that a 2-hour-old baby walking on frozen ice wasn't just insane. So in the meanwhile, across the parking lot, there was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And he came flip-flapping down the old parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
He almost crashed because he was
Well, he
fighting.
Can't walk on... Nobody else could walk on ice. That's the whole thing. Like, I mean, that's
he
why everybody... That's why
everywhere.
It was such a fucking miracle that baby Jesus was walking on ice in the first place.
He saw baby Jesus and he was like, 4 score and 7 minutes into this
Well, he
slipping.
Said, there goes a vampire. I must slay him.
And he pulled out a fiery crossbow and he was just about to pull the trigger of the firing
crossbow, right,
mechanism.
Right, yeah. Yep.
And he said,
Saint Peter pulled
I
up
spy.
In his truck.
Yes.
And
Saint
stopped
Peter.
The bullet or the
AKA,
the bolt. PDG.
AKA the Obi-Wan of who would become Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter stopped, grabbed baby
and
Jesus,
this
and the
is
two
why,
of them.
This
raised,
is why.
It was the first heterosexual male couple to ever raise a baby, and it was baby Jesus, and he became Santa Claus.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't know this. Like, this is like elementary school stuff.
Don't remember being to... Of course, you know, wasn't paying that much
attention.
Well,
you're
in
Mr.
school.
Grinch who stole Christmas. Bah, hum,
now,
right over here.
When this Grinch you speak of stole Christmas,
yeah,
was he planning on like going to a pawn shop and selling it? No, I mean, what do you do with a stolen Christmas?
This is kind of... Well, see, here's the thing. The Grinch came up a couple years later. He went to that Walmart where Jesus was born. And he really just went in there to get a quick thing of condoms. I mean, that's all he wanted. He just needed to run in, grab some condoms, and run out.
Because his heart grew three sizes?
There's some conspiracy theories that say
Hold on. Let me just get the base story down. And then we can do conjecture if you want.
There is a side religion based on the Grinch.
He went in just to get... All he needed was some Trojans, because he was in a bind. He was going to do it in the Tim Hortons bathroom across the street. And so he was like, oh, I need some condoms.
No, it's the cleanest bathroom.
Because Canadians, they're really clean.
And it was...
But anyway,
Boo-hoo.
so he had the condoms, but on the way, he noticed a stand for candy bars. And he was looking at those, and he kind of had, you know... So he grabbed a candy bar, because it's an aphrodisiac. He grabbed the condoms. As he was walking up to check out, without even thinking, he went to grab his wallet and he put the candy bar in his coat pocket.
Fatal mistake.
Just
in a Walmart.
Total brain fart. Total brain fart. Right. Now, he still paid for the condoms, but as he walked out, security nabbed him. Just like that. Got the candy bar, threw him in jail for 16 years. 16 years.
Don't steal a Milky Way from a Walmart.
That's why there's 16 days of Christmas.
Okay. Exactly. He didn't steal Christmas. He stole a candy bar.
Right. Well, it was a Christmas candy bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a special, special holiday theme.
It was a Reese's peanut butter cup shaped like a Christmas tree.
And now they do Christmas condoms actually through Trojan.
Shaped like Christmas trees.
Yep, exactly.
Comes with frankincense and myrrh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you have the story of the Grinch who stole Christmas. Now, are you coming around a little bit?
Yeah, I think.
Do we need to go?
It's
gonna
take some
more
work.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll come back and we'll talk more about the true meaning of Christmas.
I'm gonna hitch a ride with old Saint Nick, for I'm sure he'll pass your way. Yes, I'll be home for Christmas if there's room on Santa's sleigh. He'll have lots of toys for girls and boys. Wish I were hanging on your tree. Yes, I'll be home for Christmas if Santa makes a place for me. Please, please, Santa Claus, please don't pass me by.
So, Larry, is there any more we can do to convince you, man? I mean, all the majesty of Christmas that lands, I mean, just the feeling of a snowflake tipping the tip of your nose.
I can see how these fantastical stories can capture the imagination of children, but as an adult, I think it's a harder sell to get me into Christmas.
Well, do you like giving or receiving more?
I like giving.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, I'm a giver.
You are?
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, he's a giver. So anyway.
Oh.
So, well, Ryan, what's your other favorite Christmas story that we can tell him?
Well,
an adult version. An adult Christmas story.
The adult. Well, see, the thing is, almost all Christmas stories were written by Tom Hanks in the early 80s. And
thus, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The holiday prior to Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. It all adds up.
The adult versions are...
Follow the money.
...are really... kind of explanatory of, you know, our real primal needs, you know. Around Christmas time, you want gifts.
Well, story of Mrs. Claus and Jesse Ventura. Ryan, you know this story.
Do I ever. Spill it, Marty.
Well, it all happened in the backstage of WWF. It was called WWF back then.
I feel like I might know this story.
Okay.
I think there's a shot here.
Well, do you remember when Jesse Ventura went up against Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes. Oh, very familiar.
Okay. Well, after that, he fucked Mrs. Claus. And that's basically that. I mean...
And Santa / Jesus was not happy.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
He was like, somebody burnt my wife's cookies.
Yeah, pretty much. So, basically, that's why bad kids get a lump of coal.
Because Jesse's a body Ventura.
Why do you think he's so paranoid now?
You know, I can believe that. I mean, if... With Santa's his army of elves, you know, they could spy on you.
Yeah,
I can see that.
He and Mrs. Claus were Snapchatting back and forth a lot, and I mean,
back in the 80s, yeah, it was huge.
And you know, Santa, he knew about it, but it was until they got really brash.
One of his side hoes.
And when the sex tape was released, I think that's when the bottom line was met.
That's definitely a more adult story.
Yeah.
Not sure if it makes me so much pro Christmas.
I'm turned on. I mean, every time I think about that, I just get
I guess
moist.
Really we want you to understand that Christmas, it's not just, you know, 5-year-old claymation things.
Yeah.
It's real life. It's street
it's not
it's,
just
it's not got street cred.
It's not just a bunch of, you know,
snot nosed little white kids who
hopped
ask
up
for
little shits
Nintendos
that tug on their mom's pants and say, "Mommy, mommy,
mommy, you're a lawyer banging the other lawyer.
You're a lawyer. Buy me this Tonka truck or whatever the
with
fuck
a
kids
Nintendo
play with
in
nowadays.
It.
Yeah,
because every kid wants a Nintendo or a Sega
or a taco truck.
Yes.
Taco truck. Yeah,
I
every kid.
Taco
every
truck.
Kid wants a taco truck.
Exactly.
I can get behind a taco truck.
Me I'll, too. Give me a couple of those tacos.
You'll find me behind every taco truck.
You'll
holy
see me
guacamole.
Or wherever they are selling tacos out of said trucks. Yeah.
Now,
I love tacos.
Now, I see the various obviously, I see the various decorations that go on during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They start pretty much at Halloween time in
right.
the stores. Now I see like a single solitary gigantic sock hanging up on people's fireplaces.
It's not a sock.
Well, nah.
Now are these for pirates?
No. This is actually I'm glad you brought this up cuz this has to also do with adult Christmas. And
okay.
I should probably warn people right now if you've got little kids sitting around
cover
listening
their
to
ears.
This. First of all, you're a horrible parent.
It's going to take you a lot of hands.
Second
Ryan.
Of all, yes, cover your ears.
Or put a sock over their
or
head.
Put them to work. Go make them
they
shovel
look
the
like
driveway.
Elves. They
if
look
they're
like
four
elves.
And able-bodied, get in the fields, you slacker.
Seriously. Go.
Yeah, freeloader.
Should I take this one, Marty?
If you'd like.
You look like you need a vocal break.
I could. Well, I'm still excited about the Jesse Ventura story. So.
Well, that was a sexy story. But let me tell you, the story of the Christmas tree.
We already went through that. We're talking about the Christmas stocking. Now.
This the giant sock.
You're talking about
that hangs. It hangs by the on the mantle
stockings.
Or by the chimney.
Oh,
it's
okay,
a gigantic sock.
Okay.
It's always
story.
Red.
We live in this world. There's another dimension.
Oh my goodness!
That's,
what do you mean?
That's this not is... a simple story.
Don't gloss over the part
but
that there's a whole other universe.
I say simple, but when I say simple, I mean
you're
it's
simple,
not
and you're trying to tell this story.
Therefore, it's a simple story.
It's a Ryan story with not a whole lot of like diverges and long sentences. I just said
no. Ryan's right though. It is fairly simple.
It is
yeah,
when
it's
you
a
get
whole
down
other
to brass
universe.
Tacks, is that there is a
dimension.
Universe parallel to ours.
Yes. They
and,
have bigger feet.
Well,
but why just one? Why wouldn't there be two socks?
And one leg.
Here's the thing. You guys, listen.
They're the pogo people.
I feel like Ryan's a little bit uncomfortable talking about this, and I understand why.
Because I.
Just.
All right.
Okay. And this is a little bit, you know, it's a little gross.
Yeah.
But in this alternate dimension, they are bigger. They do have 2 feet, but, you know, they don't have Kleenex where they're from.
Right.
So when they're done doing the deed, they need something to absorb the... You know what I mean? I don't want to get into too much detail because it's kind of gross. But when they pleasure themselves, when they self-flagellate, there's nothing else to clean up with other than socks.
Yeah, it's their cock sock.
So,
gotcha.
Christmas time is when it's very cold in this other dimension. They're all, they got nothing to do.
Or as they call it, I'm familiar with the story, Jismas.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, basically, it's custom for them to just sit there at the same time. I mean, that's like, we celebrate Christmas, they celebrate Jismas, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we put the stockings up as an offering for them to clean themselves afterwards. It's kind of weird. It's kind of gross.
Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, near a fire.
Right. Know. And then, you know, we also, we have what they call stocking stuffers, which are tiny gifts and toys.
Mm-hmm.
And we put those in there so they don't kill us.
Okay.
Because they do have a very passionate bloodlust. It has nothing to do with you personally. It's just something they have to do in their planet. So you put the stockings out by the fire. You offer them the trinkets.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't take the trinkets and in the morning the little kids come out and eat the trinkets, you just say, hey, I put the right candy in the stocking. Mm-hmm. The kids are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the other dimension pleasurable one-legged people didn't come. They didn't come at all. Because
so,
they
well,
took
let's,
pity
let's,
on
let's
us.
Let's tone it down a sec, and I'm just
going to
give you some fun
facts.
Yeah,
that's a blue one.
So it's a lot to take in, I got to admit.
Some quick hits on Christmas, just some nice fun facts.
Okay.
That, do you know why Santa, why we leave him milk and cookies?
He's diabetic and...
His blood sugar gets all weird when he makes all those deliveries, so you got to even it out.
Save gotcha. Jesus is the message.
Do you know why his color palette is red and white?
I don't know.
He has a long-standing contract with Hill's Department Store, and even though they're not in business anymore, he still has to honor that contract. So he wears the Hill's colors, and he actually smells like popcorn and hot dogs when he comes into your house. So that's
it's a little silly.
Similar to Target.
Well, this is why you need. Why do you think? It's the frankincense and myrrh story.
Ah, when you walked, the Franks.
Yeah, yeah. When you walked in, you go right by the food court and it smells
the
like
Franks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, that smells good. I think I might buy me some myrrh.
Ryan, tell us why we eat ham on Christmas.
Well, ham is the only meat that Jesus allows. It's also part of a contract that he signed 300 years ago.
From the part of the world that Jesus was born in, they actually would eat the pig.
Well, you know, most...
Well, Jesus, he was a little naughty boy. And, you know...
The first actual
I thought
picture,
he was a little drummer boy.
They actually... The first picture that...
That was Jesus' brother.
That Vincent Leonardo Francis. Donatello drew of baby Jesus was of him doing the finger to the mouth with the baby, the diaper slipping because he poo-pooed.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Yeah, for that's why the dog was tugging at the diaper.
Yeah.
Dogs love poop.
Yeah, exactly.
They love poop.
So anyway, he was told not to eat ham because he'd go to hell.
It's pork, yeah.
Right. You know, you can't eat anything with a cloven hoof or whatever and a curly tail. So, but lo and behold,
just
he smoked a bunch of doobs. And he ate some ham, and he loved it. He fucking loved
it. Keep in mind, this is four-year-old Jesus.
Yeah.
Smoking dudes.
Oh, yeah, he was a bad kid.
Oh. Reminds me of my childhood friend, Jesus.
Why do you
think... He's a bad kid, too.
Why do you think there's the proverb, do as I say, not as I do? That's straight from the horse's mouth, or the Jesus' mouth. Jesus was also a horse.
I want you to understand, Larry, that Santa Claus isn't perfect. He is just like me and you. Because at one point he was Jesus flipping the bird to the kid that passed him in his tricycle. He doesn't want
Santa
you
Claus
to
has,
feel bad.
He's been between jobs before. He's
he was
got
a carpenter,
a little,
wasn't
he's
he?
He's got a bit of a drinking problem.
Yeah. Water. You know? I mean, he turns water into wine. My goodness.
Exactly.
Well, when you're
if that's
bored,
not an indication of a problem, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy that would stop by the party store on the way to his friend's podcast and buy like six tall boys.
I like that guy.
Because, god damn it, We gotta have some laughter in our lives. Some joy.
Laughs.
So, Marty, before we get too far, can you... I feel like we should break down a few myths a little bit with the hard, true reality.
Okay.
Because, you know, often there's just so many things about Christmas.
This will be good because, I mean, not being familiar, all I probably really know are the myths.
Well, here's a big myth. Big myth. Huge myth. Chinese people don't celebrate Christmas. Not true. Chinese people go into triple time to keep up with our demand for cheap shit. So they're celebrating like mofos over
there.
How
many things have
building
you seen
cheap toys
on Christmas that say made in China? Yeah,
you're right.
So God bless you, China.
Yeah.
For building our cheap shit that they sell at Walmart, the Christian store. And birthplace of Christ.
In the baby section.
You got a little choked up on that one, but dude. I understand. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard
big.
To talk about.
It's big. It is bigger than me and you. It's bigger than this house.
Our God is an awesome God.
It's bigger than a city park.
Sorry.
It is the glorious love of George Washington and Jesus Christ.
A pact that started this very nation. Yes.
What is the significance? The significance of the mistletoe?
Well,
because it is neither missile nor toe.
Well, you've overseen a few things there in your statement, sir. You said missile and toe.
Well, here's the thing.
America was founded on missiles.
That's not quite right. Sorry. Well, it is right, but that's not where mistletoe comes from. There was a neighborhood slut, and her name was Nancy Tiltoe. So, hence, mistletoe. And so that's why whenever you're under the mistletoe,
you mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's important that you French kiss the other person.
It is imperative that you perform something sexual, usually a kiss, because, you know, people are prudish and they don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's not uncommon to see people go all the way.
If it happens to be you and Grandma, make her day.
Hey, round second base on Grams, man. That she probably hasn't seen that kind of action since the Second World War.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Or the 20s.
I know you're listening. Get those dentures out right now.
What's important, too, is to always, when you're under the mistletoe and you're performing a kiss with whoever it is, even if it's your dad, even if it's the dog, taboo.
Hey, I'm not looking.
Hey, I'm not. Nobody looks when it's under the mistletoe.
I got the other way.
Jar of peanut butter right here.
Whatever you do under the mistletoe, make sure, and this is male protocol, squeeze the tit. Always gives them the notion that you're there to celebrate Christmas.
Well, plus it gives you a little bit of power. That way they know. You know, it gives you a little bit of ownership over them.
We going under or over?
Over at first.
Of course, over.
We're gentlemen.
You got to play it by ear.
You can't be at a party squeezing tits everywhere you go.
You can.
Well, at the tit squeezing party.
If it is, yes, of course. Yeah. I'm sorry. I overlooked.
By the way, that's
that's a New Year's
2 weeks
thing,
from now.
Though. We're
Oh yeah, I got that on the calendar.
It's BYOT though.
Bring your own tits.
I can't supply you all with tits.
Really?
Well, so a couple more myths though. For sure. I mean, we really gotta break this down.
Why chestnuts,
Marty? I know you want to talk about this one.
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean, there's lots of nuts that are way better than chestnuts.
I feel like we've just been through this, though. You have chests and nuts.
But I have walls. I have walls. So why not walnuts?
Look. She said, Daddy, if I had nuts on the wall, would those be walnuts?
Of course they would.
I said, hell yeah. Said, if I had nuts on my chest, those be chestnuts? I said, hell yeah.
They would be.
She said, Daddy, if I had nuts on my chin, would those be chin nuts? I said, hell no, bitch. You have a dick in your mouth. Mouth. And that's the story.
That is the actual quote. I like most people, they skip over the mouth part. Nope, you nailed it. You keep it right in there. You keep it real.
Well, I keep the Bible of Dre in my back.
Right.
Christmas time is here, fellas.
The fuck's up with eggnog? Maybe you can explain that one since you're drinking
it's
nice.
It's good.
Ugh. Ugh, no.
It is really good.
It is not good.
Okay, real question right now. Of the three of us, who likes eggnog? Raise your hand.
Just you, dummy.
Ha! You keep drinking that elf jizz.
Boys, I'm getting a little Christmased out. Larry, are we turning you around at all here? I mean, we're working
overtime. I'm getting
overtime.
There. I'm pretty close.
I think we need one last grand slam.
I think
we need something that'll really prove to him that this holiday is worth a damn. What is it about Christmas that makes me happy? You know what it is? Gift cards.
You know what it is for me? Mm. Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The Wet Bandits.
Yeah.
They're not going to win. You can't win. You can't. The whole meaning of Christmas is that, and it's summed up in Home Alone, like, if you're a bad person on Christmas, you can't win. There's no winning for you if you're a horrible person. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way. He dies at the end of that movie in a fiery bus crash. Because he's a horrible human being.
You gonna watch Jingle All the Way too? Just came out on DVD.
Of course. And I'll see who doesn't win. There's gonna be a villain.
I have a feeling it's gonna be Larry the Cable Guy's character.
Probably. And I bet you he's gonna fart. And I bet you there's gonna be some funny misunderstanding.
Yeah, I know all about that movie. I'm a Christmas fan. So, personally, you know, there's so much that you can learn from Christmas as a human being. There's so much that you can take from George Washington's story, Inception of Christmas. So much you can take from TBS Christmas Story Marathon.
Love that. Love that. I do enjoy a Christmas Story Marathon. So I'm getting there.
But we can't do it all. You have to find it in your heart. Christmas is in your heart.
I thought it was in Walmart.
It's in your Walmart farts.
Wow. Well, I thank you guys. I finally feel it. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And thank you, Walmart.
We did it. Yay! Merry Christmas.
Well, that was the biggest waste of fucking time in the world. Can't believe we worked on that. But we're elves, so we can't believe that we worked on that, I guess. Thanks for the exposition, Ryan Elf. I'm sorry, Marty Elf. You hate everything. You know, maybe we should just take the next week off.
I think we've earned it.
Yeah. Who's buying breakfast?
You are, Ryan Elf.
It's your turn.
I'm the one with eight kids.
You always forget your wallet.
Yeah, I do. It's really annoying.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because, you know, every time you go out and you order, of course, the venison sausage.
I love it.
Yeah. It's the most expensive thing on the menu. You order, oh, forgot my wallet.
Steak and eggs and shrimp.
I'm sorry.
Ryan Elf. Okay. Doesn't bring his wallet places because he doesn't want to be attached to this banking system in America. But you know what? We will take a break next week because it is Christmas. And we need to be home with our elf families.
You know, and if you weren't off the grid, you could go to bcspod.com.
You could if you are familiar with interwebs and like to follow up on things. But
seeing as you live in a knot in a tree. Yeah, making cookies on the off season.
Yeah.
Do not the fudge ones.
I have a sweet tooth. But anyway, we're going to be off next week. And then you can find us again after that at the same spot that you always come to when you listen to our fine episodes. What do you think, Marty Elf? What are you going to do next week with your time off?
I'm going to the casino, bitches.
What about you, Larry Elf?
Getting drunk and hitting some puss.
Cats, you mean?
Yes, cats.
You mean beat up on cats?
Yeah. Pick on someone my own size.
Sure. Yeah. Well, being small ain't fun.
No. Can't reach the goddamn cookies I make in the off-season. They're on the fridge.
They call it fun size, and that's bullshit.
No, nothing fun about it.
No.
Well, thank you.
It'd be fun to be a giant. That would be fun. Right. That would be fun. Well, anyways. I'm hung like a fucking mule. I'm hung like a potato over here. Just a little spud. A
few eyes. It's weird.
Yeah. That was a weird shower moment there, buddy.
Thought they were warts.
Yeah, I thought you were trying to show me something cool. Then you blasted yellow stuff everywhere.
It's called urine.
Well, anyway. Love you.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.